time for the Garden Conversation, which is underwritten by Jewel Gardens in Skagway in loving memory of Charlotte Jewel and her vision for the gardens as a community space for peace, inspiration, and education. Here we go.
Good morning, Joni.
We have Mardell.
Good morning.
Yeah, we have Leslie Downer.
Leslie Downer here in the studio.
Yeah.
Talk about your winter garden.
Well, not really. We're going to talk about what many of us as gardeners are doing. We're sitting inside the house thinking about gardening and learning about gardening right now. And how this came to be is anytime I would talk to Leslie about gardening, she would always be referring to different blogs and websites and all of gardening. She would always be referring to different blogs and websites and all of this about gardening. And so I said, Leslie, let's put together a show about all of these resources. So let me tell you, she sent me a list of, I don't know, what are there, 8 or 9 here?
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And 2 days, it's taken me, and I wanted to go through all of them and just look at them. And I got down several rabbit holes of them.
It's addicting. And then, you know, one thing leads to another, and pretty soon you're 5 pages away from where you started.
And you're looking at asparagus instead of soil health or something like that. Yeah. So I'll say, first of all, that all of these are posted on the Facebook Haynes Gardening. Is that what it's called?
It's called the Haynes Gardening Group Facebook page.
So you can go to Facebook and look at and get these, or the other route that you can do is go to khns.org, go to the Garden Conversation tab where you can listen to the old shows, and also Marley has set up a link that you can go directly to the Facebook page from there. So we're not going to spend much energy in giving you the proper names of these because we're going to assume that you can go find them there. So go ahead. Let's start on this list that we've come up with. So
okay, yeah. And these aren't in any particular order as far as priorities, just kind of what came up first. But Northwest Edible is a real nice one. It's Erica Strauss, and she gardens in the Seattle area. She has chickens, ducks, and loves cooking and preserving. She's actually a professional chef.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, and she has published a book. It's called The Hands-On Home, and she's been published in numerous magazines. So, you know, writing is kind of her thing, and so she does have a very beautiful blog. You know, great pictures, tons of information. I didn't find a search box on her page, so that, I don't know if I just didn't find it or if she doesn't have one. So that's a little bit of a downside.
Just makes it a little more difficult to maneuver.
But she has just tremendous information. I remember one thing in particular. She had a recipe on there for building your own soilless mix if you're studying seedlings. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of buying the bale of ProMix or whatever, she's, you know, gave you the recipe of, okay, peat moss, compost, you know, limestone. And so, you know, it was about half the price, which is nice if you're trying to do a lot.
Exactly, yeah. When I tried to go on each site, I tried to pick one thing. And the one thing that I chose in hers is she's got a list of 17 things to remember when you're setting up a homestead site. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, you know, I'm not setting up a homestead site anymore. But I went and looked at it, and I was very impressed. If anybody is thinking about, you know, adding building into their situation, she really has a lot of food for thought.
Yeah.
It's a good one to look at.
Yeah, she's obviously a thinker, very organized. And, yeah, if you're going to set up garden area, chicken area, you know, just anything around your property to make it useful, efficient, you know, so you're not making extra moves that you don't have to do. You know, that it's really good to get that infrastructure right from the get-go.
Yeah, and it's just good to have somebody. She's got a whole nice little list, and so you can check them off in your mind.
Yeah.
So. Okay, moving on. So that's nwedible.com, Northwest, standing for northwestedible.com. Yep. The next one is a little bit more local, and this is, I didn't write down the actual name, but I know that Florence in Sitka, who I am hopefully going to get to meet at the Farmers Summit that's coming up in February. I'm finally going to get to meet this Florence. She's a legend in Sitka.
Yes, she is.
And so anyway, it's her blog. What's the name of it?
So that one is called Sitkavores, you know, like carnivores or whatever, locavores. So it's Sitkavores. And that is Florence Welsh. And as Mardell said, she does garden in Sitka and has for many, 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 many years. You know, she's just kind of the reference book of Sitka. If anybody has a question, it's go ask Florence. Mm-hmm. And she's just an amazing wealth of knowledge, you know, and history of growing in rain country. And so she is just an excellent resource. Her page is really lovely.
It's well organized.
Oh, yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know, she has beautiful pictures. On the sidebar, she has individual subject matter like, you know, carrots, celery, onion, you know. So it's really mm-hmm. easy to click into what you want to read about and not be, you know, kind of lost in the whole thing.
One of the things that attracted me on this site of hers was perennials that you can eat. You know, I always think of perennials as being my lilies or flowers or something, but she had a list of, I think it was 5 or 6 perennials that you can eat. And I learned about a new one that I'm gonna pursue. Have you ever heard of buckshorn plantain?
I have not.
I didn't either. I've never heard of it before. The picture of it made it look like, oh, I've seen this. But anyway, she touts it as being a vegetable. It's a green that grows really easily. It's a perennial, and so you don't have to replant it. And so I don't know whether that's more unique to coastal. Sitka's a little bit warmer than uh-huh. us, so yeah. So I don't know. But yeah. one of the rabbit holes I went down.
Yeah. Well, it's great to discover these
yeah,
perennial things, because, like in my garden, Claytonia has become a perennial. Mm-hmm. You know, it just keeps self-seeding, and that's the miner's lettuce. Mm-hmm. And I learned about that from Charlotte Jewell up in Skagway. And so, yeah, another perennial leafy mm-hmm. green would be wonderful.
Yep. So that was, there's many things you can learn from Florence's website, but mm-hmm. Or blog. But that was mine yeah. on this time. So, yeah. What's the name of it? Sitkavore. Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you spell that?
Sitkavores.
Vores.
Yeah. And all of this is on the Facebook yep. page called Haynes Gardening Group.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, they're all posted there, yep. so you can just click on the link and sit down with your cup of tea and be lost for hours.
So the next one, Susan in the Garden, is one that actually I had not gone to her blog and website, but if you Google a lot of times her videos, she does yeah. really clear, good videos, and oftentimes her videos, YouTube videos, will come up as answers to questions mm-hmm. that you ask. And so she was familiar to me, but it was fun looking at her website.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of good information.
She does. And, yeah, she's very clear on presenting her information. She seems very well informed. You know, since she's in Spokane County, Washington, it's a little different. You know, she's on the dry side.
Drier
gets
climate.
Nice and sunny. And, you know, so as far as being able to do what she does, well, we might be a little short there, but mm-hmm. she's got great recommendations. You know, she'll do everything from showing you how to install your watering system mm-hmm. to, you know, trellising your pole beans. And, you know, it's just very good information, and she does such a nice job presenting it.
The one I went to on that, again, if you're in Spokane, you probably, it's easier to have a surplus of tomatoes.
Yeah.
But it was a baked tomato sauce, just taking, if you ever are yeah. lucky enough to have surplus tomatoes, just taking the tomatoes and chopping them up and putting them with the onion and the garlic and everything and putting it in the oven mm-hmm. and letting it just cook in the oven.
Yeah.
And really easy. I thought, oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so, really smart, because yeah. if it's in a kettle, you worry about burning the bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you get that roasted flavor, too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, like I said, every website, all of these, I went to one thing, and some of them I pulled something valuable, and some mm-hmm. of them I went down many rabbit holes. So, okay, so that's Susan in the Garden. Is that what the name of it is?
Yeah, Susan's in the Garden. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and then another one that's kind of a local in Sitka, again, it's called Down to Earth You Pick. Uh-huh. And that's Lori Adams. That's a friend of mine. She's been gardening in Sitka for quite a few years, probably at least 20. Uh-huh. And she credits her early garden adventures to the encouragement and info she got from Florence Welsh in Sitka. Uh-huh. And Lori had the first tiny You Pick garden in Sitka, hacked out of a wooded hillside all by her own little hands.
Wow.
She's a hard worker. She's changed over from You Pick to where people just order
a CSA.
Yeah, a CSA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's working a little better for her. Mm-hmm. But
so it seemed to me, if I remember right, part of it was the CSA that so you would use if you were a local, but there was another category or another part of it that one of the things that I gleaned from hers was when to harvest. Identifying when to harvest and when things are ready. And I was reading about broccoli, and I kind of know when to harvest my broccoli, but I kind of don't know if I would have been able to tell you. And she's saying when you can squish them. And that makes some sense, that broccoli is ready when you can take that head and kind of squish it. Because if you can't squish it, it's still got growing to go.
Okay.
And I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. So she has a whole, it's really good for beginning gardeners.
It is.
In terms of giving you some really good basic information that those of us who have been doing it for a long time forget that you have to learn. Yeah. So that's a great beginning gardener site, I think.
It is. And she's written her own book, you know, just kind of one of those paper, plastic bound ones. So, you know, it's, I don't know, maybe about 40 pages long. But it's very well organized. Each page is dedicated to one vegetable. Like she'll say, everything I've learned about growing carrots. Mm-hmm. And she'll go down the whole list of, you know, from start to finish. And that's a really good resource.
Great. So that's Down to Earth?
Down to Earth, You Pick.
You Pick, Down to Earth,
And that's in Sitka, so that's, you know, kind of in our neck of the woods.
Closer.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the Lee Reich? I don't even know how to say his.
That's right, Lee Reich.
Reich,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, so his is just leereich.com.
Okay.
And Lee Reich Gardens in New Paltz, New York. He's a PhD with graduate degrees in soil science and horticulture. He's retired now, but he doesn't act like it. He's written 6 books, and I refer to his pruning book on a regular basis. And he's written other books like Growing Fruits. I can't remember all the titles, but he really has written some really interesting books. And they are just so useful. He's super practical.
Yeah,
and I really appreciate his stance on things, because you pretty much know, you know, if he thinks something's a bunch of phooey, he'll tell you.
Yeah, it's also kind of interesting. He has a sense of humor very much like Jeff Lowenfels.
Yes.
Those of you who went to the garden conference. In fact, Jeff is the one who kind of told me about Lee. And so the sense of humor is kind of similar, but full of really good information. This is another packed website.
Yeah. And he's very accessible. There's been a couple times when I've, in the comment section, asked him a question or emailed him, and he gets right back to you.
Okay. I'm going to skip to one that I want to make sure that we get mentioned, and I'm seeing that we're running out of time. I want to talk about one that's Dave's Garden. The reason I want to talk about that one is because that one is, you can learn anything that you want on that website. It's huge. And a couple things besides just information, it's got a rating of mail order companies. It's called Garden Watchdog. It's got a place, it's called Plant Scout, where you can look for plants and seeds and whatnot. And then it has a place that you can trade with people. So this is a huge website. It's called Dave's Garden. Highly recommend going to that one. And it's based out of, and I'm not sure where it's based out of. It's just a big one that goes everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Another one was that you had talked about was the A Way to Garden.
Yeah, and that's another just beautiful blog. It's called A Way to Garden, and it's written by Margaret Roach, and she gardens in New York State and has many interesting guests on her garden podcast also.
It's a great place for connections. A whole bunch of people are in there.
Yeah, she spent many years working with Martha Stewart prior to retiring, so, you know, and she was one of the major editors there, so she has just a really nice style of writing. The presentation of the whole site is just gorgeous. And she just, like you say, she's got such a wide range of interests.
One of the things that I appreciated about what she said is in reading on her introduction, it said, "Gardening is not a hobby for me. It's a spiritual practice, a life partner." And I thought, wow, that's a great way of looking at garden for those of us who look at it like that. But that's kind of her take, and she does, because of her networks, she brings in a lot of people into her site. So awaytogarden.com? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Then went out of Indiana.
Yeah, that's called Our Happy Acres, and that's written by Dave, and he loves trying new varieties and reporting on how they performed, and then also shares what he's making with that garden produce. So that's a real nice one to check out. New varieties of lettuce, cabbage, whatever. He'll give you the report.
And Joni, I thought of you on this one because he's got a big section on sweet potatoes.
Oh, really?
Yes,
in
he does.
Indiana, that makes sense.
You're right. In Indiana, there's sweet potatoes.
Maybe, maybe your greenhouse. Yeah, that'll work.
So. Okay, well, there are other ones. There are lots of garden sites on there, but these are a few.
And I just want to pop in there that also many seed companies and nurseries that you're ordering from, they have a little blog.
Johnny's is a wealth of information.
So that's well worth checking out.
Yeah. So there is plenty of information out there to keep us sitting in our chairs and busy for the rest of the day. The Facebook and get where these are if you don't want to just... Google them and all sorts of them pop up.
And once again, that's Haynes Gardening Group on the Facebook page.
And I just want to say one last time that the Sitka Farmers Summit is happening February 15th to the 17th. The registration is now open if you do want to get over there. So
Okay. Thank you so much, Mardell and Leslie,
thank
here
you.
With the Garden Conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.